don't know why we visit Grammy every week. Last time, she didn't even remember my name.
Even if your Grammy doesn't remember, God always remembers. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. Does it make a difference if we help people even if they don't remember that we help them? The answer is yes. Even though the other person may forget, God sees everything and He never forgets. Jesus talked about serving the least of these. And for us today, that might be a homeless person, a disabled veteran, or maybe an aging grandparent. Jesus said that whenever we help someone that can't help themselves, we would be helping Him. Now, our story today is called For Grammy and God. "Are you ready to go, Elizabeth?" asked Mom. Elizabeth frowned. They were going to visit Mom's grandma, who had Alzheimer's disease. "I'm not sure why we visit every week," murmured Elizabeth as they started toward the door. "Last week, she didn't even remember my name." "No, but Grammy always enjoys seeing you," said Mom. Elizabeth doubted that. Visits to Grammy always seemed awkward and sad. A cry came from the baby's room upstairs. "Sounds like Simon needs a bottle," said Dad, putting his tablet down. "I'll get it. You two go have a good visit." "Okay," said Mom, and she and Elizabeth went on out to the car. "Elizabeth, I was just thinking about how much I appreciate your help with Simon," Mom said as they pulled out of the driveway. "You seem to really enjoy feeding him, playing with him, and holding him when he cries." Elizabeth grinned. "I do, Mom. He's such a sweet baby, and I love him so much." "Me too," said Mom. "But do you think Simon will remember that you fed him or took care of him at all a year from now? He probably doesn't even realize how much you do for him now, and he's too young to understand who you are." "Well, you still need to take care of him, so I'm doing it for you too," said Elizabeth. "I'm happy to help, and when he's older, he'll know who I am." Mom nodded. Just like Simon, Grammy needs someone to care for her too, even though she can't fully appreciate all we do for her or even remember our name sometimes. But Jesus still loves her and promises to take care of her, and one way he does that is through us. When we show her the same love and care he does, we're not just doing it for Grammy, we're doing it for God too. Elizabeth sighed. "You're right. It's just hard to visit her sometimes when she won't even remember we came." "I know, but she'll know somebody cares right now," said Mom gently. "It will help her today," she smiled. "She may not remember, but God will. And one day, when Jesus gives Grammy a new perfect body, I'm sure she'll remember too." So what about you? Are you willing to help people who probably forget all the good things you do? God won't forget. Jesus says that the things you do to show love and care to others are done for Him, whether anyone else remembers or not. So be willing to help in whatever way you can, even if you don't think it will make a difference. Do it for the Lord and trust Him to use your good deeds to show people His love. Our key verse is Matthew 25:40.
Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
And our key thought today, God remembers all you do. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.